What's up, everybody? It's your host with the most, MK47 LeBit, and welcome to MKUSA, back with another episode. Make sure you rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Help us move up in the algorithm. Today, we're about to talk about Kanye West and, you know, the beta male stuff he's been on recently with his ex-wife, Kim K. So, D.L. Hughley was on Vlad TV, and they was just talking about the Kim K and Kanye West situation, and this is what he had to say. I'm getting this off of hotnewhiphop.com. I'll have the link to this in the description down below. I think that I watched too many times when things like this happen, and a woman or somebody is not believed. And then things escalated. He added, he is stalking her. You can think it's cute. If it was my daughter, I'll do something about it. I don't think it's funny. I think that you can't write a beat so good that you get to do these things. And society laugh it off because they say, well, she's showing her ass all the time. And he's this. And he's that. I think Kanye wouldn't get pussy at all if he didn't write any hits. He counts on this mystique, and the end, she got just as much bread as he do. Yeah, that's true. Hughley also stated that he was confused as to why West was targeting Davidson. Stop doing the crazy shit that exhausted her. It's so important when a woman gets in her 40s and you get in your 40s and all that shit that was fun is exhausting. Facts. Hughley added, you can't threaten a motherfucker and then drop a truckload of roses and think it's okay. Damn, he really did do that, huh? Dropped off a whole truckload of roses. Like, that is some beta male stuff for real. He understood the concept of wanting to keep one's family together, but advised West, if you want your family to stop doing the shit you did that made her leave, how about take your medicine and be different? Yeah, that's true, man. Kanye West is on some beta male stuff. Like, he's threatening Pete Davidson. Like, bruh, this man just doing him. He just getting in there, getting some pussy, and then he leave, man. Like, what you threatening the other nigga for? Like, that ain't gonna do, like, that is not gonna get her to come back. Like, doing this, like, trying to act like you tough and all that stuff. Like, it's just gonna make y'all go more farther apart. But, yeah, this man, he dropped off a truckload of roses. So you threaten her, but then you gonna bring some roses to her and think that, like, she's just gonna come back to you. I don't know the logic behind that. But, yeah, the moral of the story is, man, for anybody that goes through a breakup, don't do what Kanye doing. Like, bro, you just making yourself look weak, and that's just gonna make the person just want to move far away from you, like for real, like that's not gonna get your ex back or nothing. That stuff do not work. Trust me, I know from experience. But tell me what you guys think about this. Is D.L. Hughley speaking facts or not? I'll have the link to this article in the description down below. Make sure you guys go check it out. And yeah, I'm out. Deuces.